And at this time, please welcome our mayor, the Honorable Mayor Sandy Stimson.
Thank you, Travis. What an honor it is to be with these godly men at this, on the dais here, but to also look out in this crowd and see so many faces that over the last couple of decades that I've known something about your faith and your walk. As I look at the students out there, I hope that you will take away something from this, that realizing that you're really not in control, that God is, and that you'll seek His will. The night of the election, most recent election, a young man walked up to me and he said, "Mayor, you know that you can't let the first 100 days of the third administration look like the last days of the second administration." And I'm thinking, why can't I? But also, and that's kind of self-serving, I guess, but also I recognize that God speaks to us through people and circumstances and His Word. As I reflected on that night and shortly thereafter, not realizing that He had spread that seed around some of the leadership team, realized that, you know, we really did have to come out strong in this third term. There were a lot of challenges and opportunities that we've not been able to, let's say, check off or complete. So in calling the team together, we started putting everything on poster boards and notes, and finally started getting some kind of order to it of things that we knew that we needed to do and things that we wanted to do, and then some very aspirational goals. And it came down to kind of quantifying it or categorizing it into seven buckets, we call them. And the first was, we were going to protect Mobile, we're going to grow Mobile, hire Mobile, connect Mobile, enjoy Mobile, visit Mobile, and get Mobile ready, or ready Mobile. And as all this started coming together, and you started putting it into a visual where you could kind of internalize it, at least for me, I'm as much visual as I'm audio, trying to remember things. So there's a small room, just visualized off-site from City Hall, probably 15 feet by 17, 18 feet long. No windows in it, kind of a bunker. And everything's on the walls, on posters, of things that we know that should be done and we would like to do. And as it came together, I sat there and I looked at it by myself. I said, "God, we can't do this." But with you, we can. And so it was with that thought of all these tasks and initiatives, so I wrote above it, you know, these are things we wanted. This is us and that you wanted. Because it wasn't just our ideas. It's things that you've told us over the last 8 or 10 years that you wanted. But I wrote on there, "God, what's your will? What is your will?" Knowing that if we're going to accomplish these things to move the city of Mobile forward, that we have got to have and know what His will is. And I also brought up there, with the people. Because we can't, the leadership team can't do it, and just the people in this room can't do it. So how do we bring us, all of our citizens? How is this something in here for everybody? So kind of on a one-by-one basis, I started calling God-fearing men and women to come look and to think about it, download to us, to pray about it, to help give us direction on things that we can do and should do, and the order that we should do them in. And there were people that when they came in and they saw it, and their comment was, "This is overwhelming." And that's really what it is. And what came about was a 1,000-day plan of action, okay? 1,000 days, because the way we looked at the 1,000 days was that in the next 4 years, there'll be 1,000 work days in this administration. But we knew that come out stronger, there needed to be a 100-day plan, which were really a lot of the action items. And the idea was to unite the community through action, people seeing things get done and, you know, feeling good about maybe their community because they hadn't seen something done there or seeing something that's accomplished or something that's announced. So our 1,000-day framework for action, you know, is what we'll be working from over the next 4 years. The 100-day plan are things that we will execute on an ongoing basis, and after we get through the first 100 days, we'll have the next 100 days. And I hope at the end of 4 years we still have some wind in our sail. But you know, what my request is of you is you can go on the city's website, you can see the 7 buckets. You can see an organizational chart of the leadership in the city. And when I ask you to do the same thing that others that understand what we're doing, to pick out something or somebody that the Spirit touches you about that you feel compelled to pray about. And I would ask you to pray every single day about our community. All across America, people are talking about dividing. They're trying to find a way to drive a wedge into everything good going on. But all we talk about is one mobile and uniting our community. And we know this. I think everybody in this room, and for the students, I'll say this especially to you. Where there's unity, there's God's blessing. And as we come together, no matter what color you are or where you live, you will see God's blessing and His hand doing things that we can't do. So my request is, join with us, our team at City Hall, and let's pray and let's make it happen. Let's go get them. Thank you.